This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You gotta love this, Lee.
Okay.
Kilmore Abrego Garcia. Been here for years. Can't even speak English. Needs a translator to complain. Gotta have a translator complain. You know, if it was me personally and I was him, which I would not be because I'm not into human trafficking, but if it was me, I would say something very gracious, like, I love America. I love Americans. I just want to stay. I want to be part of the fabric of this. No. List of complaints. And thank you to the people helping him, i.e. Democrat activists, fight to stay on American soil. Not one darn word about the generosity of this country, about the unbelievable luck he has to find himself somewhere where there are actual human rights, sort of. Listen to this fool. He doesn't thank Americans. He doesn't make a plea. Hey, love to be a part of what you're doing here. It's my dream. It's been my whole dream, my whole life. Just, you don't even have to mean it. Just say it. Make it up in English. He can't speak English.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And I want you to remember this. Remember that I am free. And I was able to be reunited with my family.
Un milagro, gracias a Dios y a gracias a toda la comunidad.
This was a miracle. Thank you to God and thank you to the community power.
Y por eso quiero decirles las gracias a cada uno de ustedes que marcharon, levantaron sus voces y oraron y nunca dejaron de creer y luchar por mi libertad.
And this is why I want to thank each and every one of you. Who marched?
He thanks the community power. He's talking about CASA, the state pro illegal immigration, pro open borders group. That's his loyalty right there.
And we thought he was a Maryland dad, Tara.
Well, Uganda man was trending yesterday on X.
Okay.
So, which I hope he is soon. And look, they speak English there.
I heard that was the official language of the nation of Uganda is English.
So, I mean, I don't know what Kilmore's going to do there.
I wonder if CASA will follow him over there, that group, and help interpret for him.
You know, this is pathetic. My daughter decided seventh grade she had a friend from Venezuela who had come over and her family in desperate situation. She really enjoyed being friends with her. She decided she was going to learn Spanish. Doesn't have to. Just wanted to talk to this girl. And by the end of the year, they were kind of conversing in Spanish. She's completely fluent now. She's senior in high school. She taught herself. She just passed the state fluency test. It ain't that hard.
Yes.
Okay? That was Spanish. She speaks English too, by the way. He can't be bothered. And then here's the other question. We just saw what happened when an illegal immigrant who does not speak English and has no interest whatsoever in learning gets a license and gets on the highway and can't read signs. People die. So I'm just curious, could he read any of the signs between, Texas and here in South Carolina where he dropped off some of those van loads of illegal immigrants he was caught with? Could he read the signs? Bet he couldn't. Could he read the signs on his way to Maryland to drop off the illegal immigrants? Bet he couldn't. And they're right there in the car. Lee, you can see it's a van. You can see them. He is driving the van of a convicted human trafficker. Process that for a minute. He's got a bolo on him internationally because he's a known gang member. Bolo is be on the lookout. It doesn't mean you're being charged with a crime, but it means you are a criminal they're looking for. Again, the history on this guy, Tennessee Highway Patrol pulls him over. He's got the illegals in the car. They know he's an illegal. They call the FBI because they can't call ICE, right? Because they're not deputized federal agents. They call the FBI and they're like, because Democrats have sued so many times, so officers can't turn them over to those agents without being deputized. And so they call the FBI and say, hey, we got this guy. He's coming up on, he's coming up on the bolo list. Interpol knows about him. He's on the Interpol International Watch. You want him now. They let him go. Let him go. No, we don't want him. Why? It was probably going to be a good Democrat voter. So no, just let him go. Doesn't speak English. Wow. As we're finding out, that's kind of dangerous on the road. Because the signs aren't in Spanish. Maybe they should be at the rate we're going. By the way, did you see what Ron DeSantis is doing? They're now descending upon way stations. Oh. They're checking immigration status. And Governor McMaster, do you know how they're able to do that, honey? How are they able to check immigration status? Oh, that's right. They were deputized as federal immigration officers in Florida. So they can do those things. They can keep Floridians safe. I'm just curious, did Governor have any concern whatsoever about driver's licenses, CDLs, illegal immigrants driving? No. Okay, because now would be a really good time, Lee, now that we've, watched three people beheaded on a Florida highway and all, now would be a really good time for the governor to go ahead and do what Trump asked way back in February and deputize our state law enforcement as Ron DeSantis is. And that is how he is able to do this immigration enforcement down there. That's how they're able to check the status of these guys in the field. We can do it here in our jails, like in Spartanburg, where we have a 287G program, which we can do it here in the jail once we arrest them. But we don't know to arrest them because we can't do it in the field. Because Henry McMaster is a sanctuary state governor. That's what it's becoming here. So it's just amazing overnight to watch all of the steps that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is taking to keep people there safe now that we know how dangerous these CDLs are. And we know these illegal immigrants are driving these trucks. They can speak English. They have not been trained. They do not know the language or the signs. And I mean, nothing from our governor, nothing. It's like, wow, what are you doing today, Gov? I mean, this whole week's wrong. What did you do this week?
Every day on my way home from Greenville toward Anderson County down 85, almost every single day I see at least one state transport police officer that has got a truck pulled over.
Yeah, well,
at least one. Usually there's multiple.
They could be deputized as federal.
Right.
Should we catch an illegal driving one of those? You pull them out of the truck, you drive them to ICE, but we can't because one person is standing in the way, and that is Henry McMaster. Now, to be fair, I said I would give him praise if he did anything right, didn't see that coming. He has now allowed ICE to borrow a pathetic 40 of our National Guard. And I went and read the because ICE, and it said right there in Stars and Stripes, the article, Lee, ICE is desperate. They are overwhelmed. They desperately need Henry's help. 40, okay, cool. And then I read the fine print. Can't do any immigration enforcement. I went, oh, yeah, he wouldn't want to make the rhinos at the country club uncomfortable. I mean, who will drive their trucks? Who will mow their lawns? Who will run their factories? Who will help them, participate in felony-level tax evasion? Well, Henry is the answer. Governor. I just think, if you don't know what's going on down in Florida and you're not watching how Governor DeSantis is now able to protect his people, then, maybe you should get on the Google machine and, read some stuff about how to be a governor. because I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And these trucks are on our roads. And Lee, you know what? You can see this. Have you seen the way that truck drivers drive now is plumb crazy.
There are some, yeah.
No, not all of them, obviously. But I mean, I have seen crazy things from trucks in the last like decade. No wonder, because the quality of the truck driver's gone way down. Can they even read English? Did they even understand what was in the manual they read? I see truck drivers do crazy things. And now I'm starting to wonder, are these trucking gangs? They're gangs of illegal immigrants, not like MS-13, but like one of them will sleep down in the compartment while the other one drives so they can keep going around the clock.
So instead of biker gangs, we got trucker gangs.
Illegal immigrant trucker gangs, yeah. Thanks. But, you know, I mean, now they're intercepting them at the weigh stations. Good. In Florida, I just want to know, Governor, why don't we get that here? What about Pam Everett's in your office? She wants to be governor. Why didn't she walk down the hall and ask these questions? Where are these people? Well, what are they doing? It's just, they're just AWOL, and they don't care about human life either. And here is the number. 105,000 illegal immigrants are estimated to be in this state by Center for Immigration Studies, and 35% of them have criminal records. It's not counting the truck drivers, of course, come through. I am so stunned. I mean, not even a statement? Nothing? Nothing. Time management, Governor. What do you do with your time? And I've never seen this. This is like very new to me politically. We see bad governors, good governors, Democrats, Republicans. This is a guy who just wanted to be governor for social reasons to impress his friends on the golf course. That's what he does. He's just governor and he does nothing. Meanwhile, these people are on our roads. And as we've seen, they're dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay. Everybody is confused by this. My sister texted me yesterday, what is Trump doing? Not America first. But we've been talking about it for a long time on this show. 600,000 Chinese student visas. Why not? We love Chinese students.
We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow. It's very important. 600,000 students. It's very important.
Okay, this is a hostage situation. Go back a little over 3 months. What was Trump saying? He was going to yank all 500,000 visas. Remember that? Oh, I was ecstatic. We can have our universities back. Then he changed his mind. Said, you know, well, now that I think about it, I love Chinese students. Hey, let's add another 100,000 more to reward you guys for the weaponized blight and the weaponized ringworm you tried to sneak in here. Because if that had gotten out, wow, our crops and all our livestock would be dead. And a lot of us would, too, since the blight doesn't just affect the plants. If it gets into your system, it causes neurological failure, liver shutdown, sterilization, and maybe even death. But hey, you know, death, whatever. It's not a big deal. Yeah, no, bring in more Chinese students. What were those students doing here? Oh, they were sneaking that in. Yes, literally while we were negotiating tariffs with China. They were going through the airport. We caught the second bunch of them. Well, let's see. We're not going to have crops and we're not going to have livestock. So I guess we're going to starve. I don't know. It's not a big deal. Anyway, so we'll bring them all in on visas. In fact, you got to understand, it doesn't matter whether they're good people or not. They are slaves. Even the smartest of them, even their PhD, they're all slaves. If your family, your friends, anyone you love lives in China, you're a slave. You're going to do what they want. And even if nobody you love lives in China, they can still get to you on U.S. soil. You got to do what they want. You got to smuggle the blight. This is a humiliation, is what this is. Why is Trump doing this? Howard Lutnick tried to explain to Laura Ingraham. And let me tell you, what you're about to hear from old Howard is BS. But he can't tell you the real reason Trump's doing this, because that would be a humiliation. So he throws this out.
Mr. Secretary, with all due respect, how is allowing 600,000 students from the communist country of China putting America first?
Well, the president's point of view is that what would happen if you didn't have those 600,000 students is that you'd empty them from the top. All the students would go up to better schools, and the bottom 15% of universities and colleges would go out of business in America. So his view is he's taking a rational economic view, which is classic Donald Trump, looking at higher education and saying,
but why are you
until
helping
we
Harvard?
Modify that.
That just helps Harvard and UCLA and UCal Berkeley. And I mean, you're all helping those schools. Why? They're like, you know, basically factories of anti-American propaganda. Now they're getting a big influx of cash because of the Chinese.
OK,
students.
So the argument here is what China does is pays the full ride for their students because they're at, you know, they're from out of state and out of country. So they don't get the special state rates. And they, you know, will come in on scholarship. And the argument as well, where they're supporting a lot of these universities. Well, but we wouldn't need as many universities if we just kicked them out. And then the kids at the lower tier colleges move up to our best colleges. This is not why Trump's doing this. It's not. No, this is why Trump's doing this.
The president is warning China of more tariffs if they don't export rare earth magnets to the U.S.
They have to give us magnets. If they don't give us magnets, then we have to charge them 200% tariff or something, you know. But China intelligently went and they sort of took a monopoly of the world's magnets. And nobody needed magnets until they convinced everybody 20 years ago, let's all do magnets. So it'll take us probably a year to have them. We're heavy into the world of magnets now.
China added several rare earth items to its export restriction list earlier this year because of Trump's tariffs.
Okay, so here's what happened. Back in April, Trump slaps all the tariffs on China, and they've been going back and forth on it. China didn't appreciate that. And so China pulled rank. You can do that when you control 90% of the world's rare earth minerals. And he said, can't have them. Can't have them. This was in retaliation for Trump saying, hey, we're going to shut down the 500,000 visas. And then they did. They shut off the pipeline. At the time they did that, our auto manufacturers had about 2 months left because we're dependent on China for them. And we were looking at, it was May, we were looking at their production lines beginning to shut down by July. When China did that, Trump turned around and went, okay, you can have your visas, bring your spies in, try to kill us all. China goes, it's not enough. We think we'll take 600,000 visas, not five. And Trump said, okay. That is where our environmental regs have left us. And it's a disaster. Democrats did this. This is what happens, folks, when China buys up 90% of the world's rare earth minerals or the mines that produce them, while Joe Biden, whose family, $30 million, is on the payroll of China, shuts down two of our rare earth minerals mines. We've only got one left. So what happens? That's the price. You got to let their spies in. Maybe they'll kill us all. Maybe they won't. Sure hope they catch it as it goes through the whatever they're bringing in next, as it goes through customs. Hope they catch it. This is the price. Boy, it's steep, isn't it? Trump can't do this. He'll see the auto manufacturers shut down. He'll get to blame Trump, not China. Now, a lot of folks who understand this in the business circles have mocked him, said, ah, Trump's in it. No, Trump did a great thing here. Why? There's a great article on this in the New York Post where this is called China's bluff. It's caused China to reveal its hand way before it wanted to. China was going to have absolute veto power on our military tech, whether we could build fighter planes, whether we could build spy satellites, whether we could build any kind of tech. This forced their hand. You could see it now. Now, what has Trump done since then? Like a man on fire, he has gone ballistic, declared an emergency, fast-tracked the permitting process for the... Folks, do you realize we just opened a rare earth minerals mine for the first time in 70 years under Trump? Do you know how long ago they applied for a permit? 14 years. So, look, this is partly Trump's fault. He should have done this in his last term. But these are Democrat enviro policies. He had to declare an emergency to get around them. So we opened up the mine. We also opened up the first coal mine in 30 years as well. We're going to need all forms of power, nuclear, coal, everything we get our hands on to compete with these people. You want that ruling the world? I'll kill you at a drop of the hat. They will decimate our real estate, our industry, our agriculture the second they feel they have the upper hand. They will kill us off. They're already trying. And we got to let them in. We got to let them in. You see another, I mean, either that or no cars. Now, the good news, if you're watching what Trump's done, because he's absolutely brilliant. This is why he just brought the whole Apple supply chain home. How was he able to do that? Remember, I was the only one who could really explain this to you. Because I've been watching this. What did Apple just do? They just contracted to get their chips and their minerals completely sourced in America. Why? Because he opened the mine. What did the Pentagon do? Just took a $50 million stake at PMC. What is that? Another rare earth minerals mine. We got to have more. We got to have Greenland. We got to have somebody, somewhere. We got to get these from. But Trump's trying. And again, open the first mine in 70 years. Is it going to be enough? No. But this is the struggle of our time. And this is the price. And it's a terrible price. Folks, do you realize? Well, you know what? I'll tell you in the next segment. This is crazy stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, Trump doing the right thing. Folks, the markets would believe, the market makers anyway, those who run their mouths on TV, would, if Joe Biden was getting rid of the Fed gov chair, or someone controlling his auto pen was, Lisa Cook, they would say this was brilliant. I mean, this is a compromised person. She's committed clear mortgage fraud. And folks, when you do this about 2 weeks apart, you say, hey, this state's my primary residence. No, wait, this one is. You don't even go to the prison for that, right? That's what my husband does. Not only can you go to prison, your mortgage broker can go to prison. Because you are defrauding the company making the loan. It is classic fraud, folks. In fact, many people did go to prison for it after the mortgage crash. So for Trump to fire her makes perfect sense. She's a potentially compromised person. You cannot have a potentially compromised person making key economic decisions that influence an entire country. But what is Trump really doing? What is he really doing? He's getting rid of her because she's black. No, that's not what is happening. What is happening is war has been declared on American business and American people by Jerome Powell and Lisa Cook and other Democrats on the committee. And they will do anything to destroy Trump's economy. Anything. If Trump's economy doesn't grow, given what the Republicans are spending, they're setting all-time records, we will be in trouble. We got to hit that 3% growth. They got to stop it. What is the best way to do that? Gut the real estate industry. There is no real estate industry right now. The only people who can afford to buy middle-class, typical median-sized homes, nothing special, are those who owned a home before Joe Biden, Biden-flated homes, just about doubling the cost of a home. If you have equity, you can buy a home. Otherwise, forget it. You are priced right out of the American dream. You are done. Did you know, I just saw this stat. Let me just show you how extreme this is, because I don't think people realize. I just had this. Here it is. I don't think people realize how extreme the erosion of the American dream was under the Democrats. Did you know, this is from Zero Hedge, that in 1950, 52% of 30-year-olds owned homes? 52. Huh, that's a majority, even in Common Core math. What is it today? Yeah, 13%. See how that happened? Now, we could have a real estate industry again eventually if interest rates came down, but they don't want that. It would produce jobs. It would produce private sector growth, GDP growth, and then Trump's going to win the midterms, can't have that. So the same people who, as inflation spiked, lowered interest rates for Her Highness. Inflation much higher than it is right now. Lowered interest rates for Her Highness are saying, no, 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 we can't do that for Trump. Because it's political. And they're winning. Did you see what happened? Spike in bankruptcies. We're now seeing bankruptcy numbers for businesses going through the roof. Why is that happening? Because they can't hold on any longer and they're paying high interest rates on loans. And what a lot of businesses do, a lot of companies do, they'll take money out to make payroll. They'll take money out to purchase inventory or parts of inventory that they then assemble. It's factoring, it's loans. A lot of businesses have to do that. And these, a lot of times, are short-term loans, either a few months or a few years, and then they turn around and they pay them back. Well, with these interest rates, businesses can't do it. And this is why you're having this spiking bankruptcy rate, which, of course, they'll blame on Trump. So Trump learned watching the lawfare of the Democrats, except where Democrats are concerned, they've actually committed crimes, not the fake ones Trump got accused of. So he's trying to get rid of this person. It's every one of these he can get off. Because you know what? What's so absurd? I just got this press release from the people who are pushing, and I get this stuff in my inbox. U.S. stock futures continued their retreat on Tuesday after President Donald Trump removed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook from the central bank's board, an unprecedented act that is intensifying fears about the erosion of the Fed's independence. Fed ain't independent. And this is the Democrat Party, like every other institution, from the FBI to the DIA to the Pentagon, all of it. It's not independent. Fears it won't be independent? The woman committed fraud. And you think she wouldn't do it for profit or a future appointment to a board somewhere? Make a couple $100,000 a year sitting on some board doing nothing but picking her nose? Of course she would. She committed fraud. Of course she'd sell out to the Democrat Party, which is exactly what she's doing. She's not independent. Dow futures fell 64 points. Ooh. Or 0.14%. Oh, well, you can't even get to 0.25. S&P 500 futures slipped. Oh, no! If we don't have a fraudulent felon who answers to the Democrat Party, what will we do? We're going to have a real estate market. We're going to have businesses not going out of business, and then Trump will win the midterms. I mean, we need independence on the Fed board so they can continue to wreck the economy. Just till midterms, just to get us over the hump. That's where we are. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they're doing. But you know what? Trump's not taking it this time. Last time he would just tweet and complain. Now he's like, nah, okay, you better be clean. We're coming to look at you. And isn't it funny how you just peel back the layers just a little bit with these Democrats and you just find crime, man. It's just right there. And it's because they're used to never being questioned and believing that they can commit any crime that they want. Meanwhile, coming up on the show, I've been wondering what Trump would do, seeing as the Republican leadership is blocking his nominees in the Senate. And I've been talking to you about it for a while, even while most of the rest of conservative media was lying to you about it, most especially Fox News, and saying the Democrats were blocking Trump's nominees. No, they're not. It's the Republican leadership using the Democrats as cover to block Trump's nominees. Well, Trump's finally going to war against Charles Grassley and his Democrat friends. Charles Grassley's supposed to be a Republican, but hard to tell these days. Wait till you hear what he's doing next. Wait till you hear this. And I'm going to give you the rest of the news they're not telling you, too, coming up. Folks, we are literally having our cases go before liberal Democrat justices because the Republican leadership won't allow Trump to report to appoint conservative constitutional judges. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. A lot of people not happy about the Chinese students going to take 600,000 spots. By the way, it was only 500,000 about 2.5 months ago. Now we're up to 6. They're kicking our butt. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you control 90% of the world's rare earth minerals, and we haven't opened a mine in 70 years. Trump just opened one, by the way. Expedited the approval process after a 14-year wait for the permit to be approved. It's outrageous. Here's Gordon Chang talking about those visas. He is with Gatestone Institute. He is a Chinese national, very anti-China, anti-totalitarianism.
Before COVID, the maximum number of Chinese students in our country was about 380,000-390,000. So we're talking about a substantial increase over that. And, you know, Laura, you put your finger on it. You know, every space that goes to a Chinese student is one fewer space for an American. Our American institutions should be teaching Americans. That is their highest priority. So this is wrong to have 600,000, 300,000, or the current 277,000. We need to start educating Americans because that's our goal, because Americans need to determine our future, not somebody from another country, and certainly not a country that considers us to be an enemy.
No. And again, they've sent two highly destructive weaponized, blight and ringworm to destroy our crops and recent months. And that blight wouldn't just destroy our crops. If you get it on you or in you, it had all kinds of fabulous side effects, neurological damage, render you infertile, collapse your liver, you know, cool stuff like that. Just another little gift from another little Chinese student. Who, look, I'm sure may not even be a bad person, may not have any choice but to bring that, try to sneak it in. I guarantee you stuff they're trying to sneak it through now. What does this tell us about China, folks? As soon as they get a big enough market in the world, they're going to destroy us. They're not just going to beat us economically. They are going to lay waste to the United States of America. I mean, what do we just find during the Biden regime? A Chinese illegal immigrant wanted for crimes in Canada came down here and opened his own personal bioweapons lab with, we found out, funding directly from the China mainland. What did he have? Weaponized mice who could carry deadly strains of weaponized COVID. Can't imagine what he needed those for. Probably nothing. I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, just go ahead and let him and his entire family in here on a student visa. It'll work out great. It'll be fine. But again, they have Trump over our barrel because we had less than 2 months before our auto manufacturing lines were going to have to shut down because we didn't have rare earth minerals because China said, okay, you don't want our students on visas to come steal from you and try to kill a bunch of you? Well, then guess what? We're going to cut off the rare earth minerals. Trump backed off, flipped his position, did a 180. These are terrible choices you have to make, but you know what? You got to bow to China when you have the environmental rules we do. And that's why I played that audio for you from Ted Cruz. Do you know what China's doing? They fund our sciences departments at these big universities. They pay for the studies, the environmental studies that keep us from doing everything from mining natural gas to coal to rare earth minerals. Then they take more money and pump it into liberal grassroots legal groups who then use those studies in court to cut off all avenues to rare earth minerals, to mining, natural gas, coal, everything, all of it. That's how the left and China work together. And Ted Cruz is saying it's got to stop. Yeah, it's got to stop. Somebody besides Donald Trump needs to start fighting, though. I mean, like, he can't just, like, do it all, okay? Somebody's got to care at some point. And he had made make a terrible decision yesterday, and now we're up to 600,000. That's fabulous, because we were only at 500,000 visas last time. Will there be any American kids in our colleges, or are we just going to go ahead and put all Chinese students? While telling us ourselves, well, you know, minerals mining is very dirty, so we're not going to do that. Oh, okay, cool. Then we're going to be ruled by China. It's already happening in New York. Did you see this article? Everybody in America should read this article. I opened a show with it today. Headline, New York Times, how China influences elections in America's biggest city. Oh yeah, China's running a Democrat party in New York City. The Chinese consulate in Manhattan has mobilized community groups of Chinese business leaders who are from China to defeat candidates who don't fall in line with the authoritarian state. In the Democrat primaries, where they're now calling the shots. What did I tell you guys? What did I say? Two groups are merging with the Democrat Party, and they will take over these no-go zones, these hellholes Democrats are making their cities into. China and the cartels. Here you go. And more on that next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.